But nonetheless, with faith and faithfulness to God or to man, you have a few words that seem to crop up over and over again. The great commentators will say words like fidelity, honesty, truth. The Christian man will be faithful, Barnes says, faithful to his word and promises, a man who can be trusted or confided in. And this will illustrate the influences of the Spirit in our relationships towards man. God is faithful to us. We know that. We ought to be faithful to God. We know that. But we also then must live out our faith towards other men. Have you ever heard of Zwingli, Wycliffe, Alvin, Luther? How about Cranmer? How about Latimer and Ridgely? I saw one person might not have heard of Cranmer. I threw that one in there to get to Latimer and Ridley. What about Austin? You ever heard of Austin? If you have, it might be because I've made reference to it before. I'd like to go back and read about Latimer when he met Austin. It seems like Austin traveled all the way from Switzerland, I believe, to England to meet Latimer. And when he showed up, he's sort of like, you know, he had a bag of clothes or something with him. He's like, here I am. Latimer, who are you? I'm Austin. I'm here to serve you. I'm your gentleman's gentleman, so to speak. I will cut your wood. I will carry you on my back, I guess. You know, when you trip and hurt your leg. I think he came right before God's providence, although I guess he could have kept Latimer from tripping too, but God's providence, right when he needed him, there was Latimer to help him with his chores. And then when Latimer went into prison, there was Austin helping. And I look at that and I think, what a faithful man. You know, he didn't need all the glory for himself. He didn't need anything. He simply was faithful. And although he doesn't get much ado with the world, you still see him there. And you see his blessing and his ministry to someone else. Never, once, in any way, shape, or form, to my knowledge, seeking any glory. He didn't want to do anything. All he wanted to do was serve. All I want to do is be faithful to you. And that, he did. He did it faithfully. Now, let's think of Luke. Helping the Apostle Paul. There Paul is getting beaten up and stoned, and there's Dr. Luke, you know, probably tending to his knees and things like that. But oftentimes he's writing about these things and you think, where are you? When Paul's getting beat up and stoned and all. Well, he was faithful. He was on the sideline. He wasn't wanting any glory, you know, for himself, and yet he was faithful to the Apostle Paul. And of course, we know he wrote the Gospel of Luke, and then he wrote the Book of Acts, and certainly God used him in mighty ways. But he never, I don't think he really sought the preeminence at all. I think Luke sought to be a ministering help. And what a wonderful thing that is. We don't need to aspire sometimes to greatness. But if we can aspire to faithfulness, like Austin, you'll have your place. It might not be a grand place, but a place in God's kingdom. Or like Luke, if you're faithful to what you've been called to. You're not going to write a gospel. It's not going to be included in the Bible. Not to my knowledge. I'm going to stake my claim there. But yet, God can use you. As you look to Him in faith, as He is the faithful one to you, may He use us all in His service. Let us pray. Heavenly gracious God, we thank you and praise you for this time you gather in your name. We thank you that you called us out of this world and into your church. We thank you that you are faithful, even when we are faithless, even when we believe not. We pray, Lord, as the one cried out, I believe, help my unbelief. Help us, Lord, for we falter and fail in many ways, in many turns, in many events, in many circumstances.